2 years already.
Okay, we're up to the Dalam Rala. Basically, what we had so far was that the Beis Hillel Beis Shammai came along and they added to the Year of Shemitah. They said that a regular field from Pesach and onwards, you're not allowed to do any work, and a field of trees from roughly around Shavuos or Shavuos time, you're not allowed to do any work. Then Rabbi Gamliel came along and his Bezin decided to be lenient. And they said, no, you can go all the way till Shemitah. So we wanted to know. There, Michael is only there to help to take away an Issa Durabon. We have an Issa Durabon that we're scared you're going to play around with on a Shabbos. You're going to stoke the coal on Shabbos. But if it's already halfway cooked, then the pashtas will be ready. It's already ready right now. So you're not nervous anymore, you know, to be ready by the meal. That's all it does. Now, so the Gamliel came along and he was matur. He said, no, you can work all the way up to Shavuos, all the way up to the Shana. So we asked the question, how can the Gamliel and Bezin come and cancel what Beis Hillel Beis Shammai did? So first we brought down and we said it's actually a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. What happened was, first thing we said was that Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, within their gzeda, in the context of the gzeda, they said that if somebody wants to cancel later on, let them do it. So anyone asks a question, but it's much more than just a Hillel Beis Shammai. It's actually halacha l'moshe m'sinai that you have to add, because we know the three things are halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So how can they come along and they cancel together? So we answered that the halacha Moshe Mesinai was 30 days before Shemitah. Came along Hillel Shammai and brought it forward to Shavuos and Pesach. Came along Gamliel and canceled what Hillel Shammai did and brought it back to 30 days. So 30 days is awesome. That's one answering one. And this is the Shimon Pazi. 30 days is even today. 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you have to stop. You have a Tosefes or Shavuos. And even with Manazah. That was the first answer we gave. Came along Rabbi Yechanan. I think another question. You're telling me that it's only halacha mesina. It's actually a pasuk in the Torah. It says becharish vekatzet tishbay. It came along and became and said, we know that it cannot be talking about Shabbos. It's talking about Shemitah. But we know that Shemitah, you're not allowed to anyway plow and all that. You know, so what does it mean? It's talking about before Shemitah and anything that grew by itself during Shemitah after Shemitah. So we see from a pasuk that you have to add to Rosh Hashanah. How can a Gamliel come along and cancel that? Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. He said, if it's talking about Shabbos, what's it coming to teach you? I think we stopped right at Rabbi Shmuel. Let's start again, second line from the top. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you know what? It's talking about Shabbos. I look at Shabbos. Why do you have to tell us that you're not allowed to plow? You're not allowed to sow. There's so many other malachas. He's coming to teach you a din that just like plowing, it is never a possibility that you have to plow for the sake of a mitzvah. Therefore, you're not doing the Shabbos. So, too, when it comes to harvesting, you're not allowed to harvest if it's not for a mitzvah. But if it's harvesting for a mitzvah, for example, for the mitzvah of Omer, and you do the night before, then you're allowed to do that on Shabbos proper. That's what he's coming to teach you. Nothing to do with Tosis. According to Rabbi Kiva, it has to do with Shemitah and to add Tosefes to Shemitah. And the Kabbalah Shmuel notes emphasis. So it says the Gemara, the Bishmol Oimer, Ma Chorish Rishuz, like plowing is never a mitzvah. I've cut to the Shusotu harvesting the Shus, that's what we now do on Shabbos. Yotzik Tira Oimer is a mitzvah. Tira Oimer is a mitzvah. So the Chayda, it's a puzzle you have to add to Shemitah. How can we come and cancel it? Elo Omer Ab Nachum Yitzchak. And where does the Halach Mashina come in? So he said the stages. There's the Tayra, there's Halach Mashina Moshe Sinai, at least according to Rabbi Kiva, and then there's Hillel Shammai. What the Torah? I'm not going to say, this is the first answer I want to give. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai is only coming to inform us that for young trees who need the plowing and the nurturing and everything else, till Rosh Hashanah you're allowed to do it. And the pasuk came along and said, but older trees, 30 days before. What's Allah Mashiach come and tell you the Mishra Yalda to come and permit a young tree till Rosh Hashanah? Kroy, the Psukim Lemes is a cane, coming to forbid the older trees, says the Gemara. What do you need to pass word on? If Allah Mashiach says, come and tell you that young trees, you're allowed to plow till Rosh Hashanah, which means older trees, we can infer, you're not allowed to plow till the day before. So what's the puzzle coming to add? Is La Mimela the Kena Sida? Automatically, we know that all the trees are us. So, why in the world do we need a Pasik? Elihil Chasil Rabbi Shmuel. Kroy Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel believes that the Psukim of a Chodesh with Chodesh Tishbois is talking about Shabbos. He has no Pasik for Tesefes or Shvias. He uses Halacha Moshe Sinai to add to the Shemitah. And for 30 days. And Beisham Basil came in and added to Shavuos and Pesach, and then Rabbi Gamliel brought it back to the 30 days. And according to Rabbi Kiva, he holds the pasuk itself was talking about Tosefes, but the same thing, 30 days. Basil Beisham added, Gamliel brought it back to 30 days. So according to this Shimon Pazi's version of the Gemara till now, today, Ma'at Torah, it is also 30 days before the Shana to work on the fields. comes along, Rabbi Yechon gives a second answer. I disagree. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Rabbi Gamliel Ubezdino. This is interesting. I don't care if you learn it's Mahatayda that you have to add 30 days. I don't care if you have to add 30 days. It's Rabbi Gamliel that came along. They didn't come along and cancel B'Yisrael Mishamah. They came along and canceled the Halacha Mishvinai. They came along and canceled the Psukim because they found another way of learning to cancel it. What do you mean to cancel it? They canceled from the Torah itself. My time. What's the reason? Goma. They learn Gzeira Shavuos. Shabbos. Mishabbos Bereishis from an ordinary Shabbos during the week. They learn out Gzeira Shavuos. Malahal. Just like over there. He asur Shabbos is forbidden. But lefenel lacher mutar. There's no sefer to Shabbos. Everything is mutar. I've can here too. So we learn Shabbos of by Shmita from Shabbos, a regular Shabbos. There's no tosefes. So we canceled, even though we have a limud chodesh, we cut the tishbeis for Halacha Mishnah to add. Came along his Shabbos and canceled it. I've can here asur lefenel mutarim. The famous Rambam who holds the Magen Mishnah learns the Shvisas also. The Rambam does not believe in the whole inyan of tosef of Shabbos. Don't believe in that at all. And the reason why you daven early, make Kiddush early, because that's the din of Kiddush, to daven, to make Kiddush dafke before Shabbos. It's not Shabbos, and that's why you make Kiddush. So they all ask where's the Rambam get it from, because we had the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Shmuel, who doesn't learn B'chadosh V'Katz, he learns it from Yom Kippur. We need some as Nafshe Seichem B'tisha, so we learn that from there. And then we learn from there that all Shabbos and all Yom Tavim. And Rabbi Akiva, who learns it by Shmita Teisez, L'chayle, because the Gemara doesn't discuss it, means he holds everywhere Shabbos Yom Tov as well. Where does the Rambam get it from? So someone, the Magen Mishnah, wants to say that the Gemara there by Rabbi Akiva only mentions Shemitah and doesn't mention Shabbos Yom Tov. That's his eye. But here is a chlorai. This is the mark of the Rambam. The Rambam, the Gemara here clearly says, Ma Shabbos hi asura lefonel achre mutarin. There's no such thing as adding to the Shabbos. That's the Rambam's mark. In fact, Taisus here in order to show him ask, what about Taisus Shabbos? And they all answer, Yakim Ulainish, another place answered this here, Bekitza says, Shabbos, Teza Shabbos is only a second. How much do you have to add to Shabbos? It comes to Shemitah 30 days, something substantial. And Chodesh Kishana. When it comes over here, how much do you have to add to Shabbos? 1 second. 1 second doesn't count. So therefore, it's as if there's no Tezus. And the way that the Mukiyasim learned Shad is that Matayda, you only chayiv 1 second, Rege Echad. But whatever you add after that is also Mahatayda, but there's no, it's not mandatory. If I decide to keep 20 minutes. Yeah. That's why when we, generally speaking, when we make the calendar and we make, women light candles, we say there's 18 minutes left. Really, it's supposed to be 19 minutes left. We make 18 because men also have to add to the Shabbos. Everyone has a chiyuv twice the Shabbos.
18, so be careful.
18 is the whole cheshbon based on the Sefer Yerim by us. And it's a Yisrael Yishlaim, it's 40 minutes. But the idea of 18 minutes is.
Because
Yishlaim,
like
candle on his
early.
Yeah. Get back to your mother. Mask, the question. So you're telling me it's an amazing thing that the Taylor came along and said something, and Abu Gamliel came along many years later and used the Taylor to cancel it in the Taylor from Gzeira Shavuot. Nobody ever heard of this Gzeira Shavuot before. The one who's Halacha Mishnah, Asik Zayde Shava, Okra Hilchasa. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the Zayde Shava. Moshe Rabbeinu came along and said, guys, Halacha Moshe Mishnah, I'm telling you, do this. 1,000 years later, Gamliel comes along, more. Gamliel comes along and says, hey, from this very tight end, Moshe, you made a mistake. Because Zayde Shava says he can't do it. How can that be? Or, Mando Amakra, Asik Zayde Shava, Okra Kra. Zayde Shava comes, I cancel the Pasik. And the way Rashi adds, this Zayde Shava is not Mishnah. This Zayde Shava you made up yourself. Elo Marash, a third answer. Rabbi Gamliel Bezdino, Savri, they hold like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Gamliel Bezdino, they hold like Rabbi Shmuel. That what? That there's no pasuk in the Torah that talks about adding to the Shemitah. What do we have? Halacha Meshav Sinai. And then Beshamah basically came along and added to that Shavuos and Pesach. Domin Hichas Gmila. Bechig Gmila Hichas. Now, when is that Halacha Meshav Sinai? Because Rabbi Lazar about Tosef always says three things whenever he talks about Halacha Sinai. He says three things. He said Esenatius, which is the Dima Shemitah, then Arava, and then Nisach HaMayim. He always puts them together. What do you call it? Rabasi, Rabbi Yechon, and Nechuni Yishbakas. Why these three things? Just like the last two, Arava, Nisach HaMayim, it only applies with Zman Beis HaMikdash. So too, the third one, Esenatius, only applies with Zman Beis HaMikdash. So Bizman basically made a taket with 30 before you had to add to Shemitah, and then Mehil and Shammah came along and added till Shavuos and Pesach. But today there's no basic Mikdash, just like the other two don't apply, so too no longer applies the din of adding to the Shemitah, and therefore Bishil and Shammah also fall apart. And that's how Moshe Shoyin Paskin. So the halacha, there's no inyan ma'atayra of adding to the Shemitah. And it's very negated this year. The Chig, Miri Hilchasub is Majb, is Mikayim. Do me the Nizach, Amayim. Majb is Mikayim, Lord, it doesn't exist anymore. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to use it to irrigate your shalchin from rainwater or meyakila, not from water, ditches that you dig. Understand why you shouldn't use the water from a well, because ikatich, you say they got to draw with a pail and bucket. It's a big effort. Got to bend down, stoop down, lift the water, bring it over, and got to keep on doing it till you fill up. But if it's rainwater, what's the big deal? You just make a little channel over there, and the water flows on its own. Why can't you do that on Cholamoid? Says the Gemara. We have two answers. One, Rabbi Yechon says, Gzeira. We're worried. If we're going to allow you to use a pool, a pond of rainwater, make some ultimate kiln. Next time you're going to use a make kiln of a ditch. It's like Zeta. Avashi Yaman, no. You know why? Make some gufayu. Make some itself as the water level, water table lowers and lowers. You're going to have to stoop down, and then it becomes no longer just flows on its own. You're going to take a pail. You're going to turn the make some into a make kiln. That's what we're about. Make some gufayu. They make kiln us eventually when you take out, stop raining, and eventually you use most of the water. You have to then, it turns into a make kiln. You have to then take a pail and keep on drawing. And anything which, as we said in the Mishnah, anything which is a big effort, we don't allow you to do chalmoid. Says the Gemara, if you follow this way, you could immediately, they're arguing in Abzeda, in Abzeda's did. What Abzeda said? Abzeda, Rabbi Yerubi Shmuel, the Horus HaMoshchim Mayim, those rivers, of where they're getting the water from, not from an ocean, not from a sea, they're getting the water, Minagomim, from these pools of water, from the rainwater. And you have these pools, and then from there, it flows out into these rivers. The question is, can you use that on Cholamoid or not? Mutil LaHashkoisin Mem Cholashon Moed. He said, you're allowed to use a Cholamoid, because at the end of the day, it's a river, and it's no big ticha. Mad Easter Rab Zayda. One of them says like Rab Zayda, Ubad, and the other one less like Rab Zayda, and the other one does not hold like Rab Zayda. No, the one who holds it, the one is not. I disagree with Rab Zayda, because if it's a Zayda, that next time you'll use a Mekila, and the Zayda he applies as well. It's not a real river, so therefore we're Geyser as well. But if the Vart is because the water level is going to drop because there's a lot of water here, we're not worried. That's a summer shimler. Says the Gemara, Gufa, let's analyze all the end. Yeah.
The river, the source of that river was Agami.
Yeah.
What about the Agam itself?
It's far away, yeah.
What if you got an Agam? Can you drink from that water for Cholamoid or not?
If what?
From the Agam itself. No, this is a river that drew from the Agam. So it's not the normal river that sort of ran water or out of a stream.
Rashi said, "We're not worried that it's going to happen." That you're going to then draw from the Agam itself. It's far away. We're not worried you're going to go there to draw. Yeah, of course not. It's a tircha, but we're not worried it's going to happen. So if you're worried that the water level is going to come down and you're going to go and then go and do a tircha, that's if it's right immediate here. But if the source is all the way up there, we're not worried you're going to go over there to schlep here. But if it's because of a gzeda that it looks like, if you allow you to do this, next time you go directly to a ditch and take it, the gzeda still applies. Second more good, let's analyze on the gzeda. You have a shmuel, nahoris, how much chaman and gum. If you're drawing water from these pools, mutta lahashkas, mehemachom, you're allowed to draw it, chalamoid. Eisved, Abim, let us have a question. It says in our Mishnah, Avaloimim make shamim, the loimim make kol. Abim, he asked Abzeda, his teacher, a question. It says there, not from rainwater. Not from a ditch, from a ditch. You're not allowed to. Lechay the rainwater, you're not allowed to. Make killing, not allowed to. Also, nor make shamim. So, why are you allowing this? Nahoriz and Moshchim in Agamim. Omele, he said to him, Yimabre, my son. Very nice to him. Yim, my son. Hani Agamim the bubble, these pools of water in bubble, me mayid le poskidami. It's an endless amount of water. There's never a chash that the water table is going to load. There's so much water there, and therefore, there's no problem whatsoever. There's no chash. What are you worried about? That the water table will go low. It's never going to happen. Tonu Rabban, we learned. Hapsekes b'habricha, small little creek. Shinis malu maime yantiv, filled up with water every yantiv. Otsu lashkes b'chalamayt. You're not allowed to use those water to flow and in your fields on chalamayt. However, v'im hoysa amas hamayim oiveres b'neim. But if you also had a creek, not just a pool of water that has a limited supply, but you also have separately, you have an amas hamayim. Why a creek is called an amas? Because it doesn't make a difference. But the word of Amas is that you have a creek that constantly flows. And Amas is usually an amma wide. So it's not very big, but it's a constant flow. So if, in addition to these pools of water, a constant flow, then you can also use the pool of these pools of water. You can also use these pools of water. Muti yilat. Because then we're not worried. Because even if it dries up, you have this masamayim going through. Amara Papa, when does that work? Who should rubish? So the masamayim, the majority of the field gets this water from the masamayim. Then we are not worried. Even if the majority of the field cannot get it directly in one go, all its water from the samasamayim, even the kamashchavasi, the water, the masamayim, even if it only trickles, it's constant. We're not worried that he's going to go and draw the water and go through a tichiv, because people say to themselves, Eloi shastya lechadyem, true, the water flow is not that strong. But since it's constant, tishti letrei vitlosiyem, 2 or 3 days, the entire field will become soaked. Talking about me learn, brecha creek, shenei tefes mayim, if you have a creek that drips water, misadde beis hashalchin, let's say you have a beis hashalchin and there's constantly water coming out of this beis hashalchin to a lower beis hashalchin, then mutter lahashkad mimena sadde beis hashalchin acheres. You're allowed to then draw water from there to another beis hashalchin. Let's say you have one beis hashalchin on top, higher up, another one below, and the one on top is getting its water from a spring, a proper spring, so there's no worries over there at all. And then the other side of beis hashalchin, water is dripping down. On the mountain, true, but within the mountain itself, in a particular case, that there's a spring somewhere near the upper base of Shalchin, and then you have a lower base of Shalchin, that's where you get irrigation. So this base of Shalchin happens to have its own source of spring. So why is it still called base of Shalchin? I guess because it's still maybe not enough for everything. Well, base of Shalchin is a generic name for fields on top of mountains, even when they don't really need man. They need a spring. They need another source of water, not rainwater. It happens to be, in this case, they have their own source of water, a spring. Okay.
It's actually
So you have two things there. The lower Beis HaShalchin has a bricha next to it, and we just said before that a bricha you're not allowed to use because we're scared that the water level will go lower and you start drawing. But here you have an addition. You have the upper Beis HaShalchin also dripping into the lower Beis HaShalchin, and that has their own source of spring, which is all right. So are we then, is that sufficient or not? Are we worried or not? Says the Gemara, if it's dripping water, in addition to the bricha next to it, is it dripping water from the upper Beis HaShalchin? You're allowed to. But eventually it will stop. Even the bricha, eventually, how can you use the bricha next to it? It's eventually dry, but we just said, when do we allow you to use the bricha next to the lower Beis HaShalchin if the upper Beis HaShalchin is also continuously dripping, so you have another source? So we're not so worried that you're going to go ahead and start drawing water because you know that you're going to have water coming slowly, but at least from the upper one. When can you rely on the Beis HaShalchin above that's constantly dripping? That the Beis HaShalchin above is continuously getting water from its source, from the spring, the first spring up on top. Otherwise, we are geyser that you're going to draw water. Tanya, two patches, one above the other. Don't take from the bottom patch and draw the water to the upper patch, because even one patch, one row and one furrow, but one is below, one is above. Even here, though, it's less tircha because mamish is right next door. Still, I don't want you anything to do with tircha. I don't want you to do on yon chalamayit. Talk about me learned. Madlin liyarakis. You're allowed to draw water with a pail and fill your vegetables. Kedei lo'ichl. If you want to eat them, a chalamay. You want them to be nice and ready. However, v'im b'shvili yafoysen. You just want them to be, not to eat in a chalamay. You just want to make them healthier. Then also, that's forbidden. Rabina v'rabba tesva have a cause of everyone's traveling the road. Chazi saw who got a person. Avidoli dabla b'chola chalamay. They saw a person carrying a pail and chalamay. Amalei rabba tesva the rabina. Leisem ala shamti. Let's put him in chayim. Why put him a time to learn madlin yiroglach? You're allowed to do that on Yom Tov and Chalamoid in order to eat the vegetables on Yom Chalamoid. Amalei said to him, "Me sovereign, my madlin, my. You understood that madlin means you're allowed to take pails and water and fill your garden. No, my madlin, it means shlupi. You're allowed to. Let's say it's all bunched together, the vegetables. It's not letting them breathe and grow full size. You're allowed to cut out." some of the vegetables, so the rest can grow strong. Nothing to do with water. You're never allowed to bring water. Too big of a tircha. Kidit, now we learned, ha-meidul b'gevanim, if somebody wants to cut some vines because they're too closely together, k'shemshu meidul b'shaloi, kachu meidul b'shalanim. Just like he's allowed to do his own, he's also allowed to do for poor people in that pay that he left for them. He's allowed to help them out and take out the between, because what happens, the remaining vegetables will grow a lot larger than the original vegetables. Dibra b'yuda. Amei says, no, b'shaloi rashoi. In your own, do what you want. You want big one. B'einu rashoi b'shalanim. Aniim would rather get the food right now, even though it's small and the quality is not great, than to wait and have bigger pieces of better quality. They don't have these cheshbainis. They want to eat, they're starving. So we see from here that what? That has nothing to do with water. What do we see here? The word meidel. Meidel means removing the some of the vegetables. Sorry? The muck of the word meidel, okay. Because here we're taiching, Rashi taiching means to cut. But means anything big, yeah, could be. Cut means to make it poor, maybe, yeah. Decreasing, yeah. Amalei, but it said to him, but l'cheira, there's a finish of b'raisa, but it says, v'tanya, madli, mainly, rocks, a finish of b'raisa, you're allowed to in pour water, you're allowed to draw water for vegetables, they loichel, amalei, tanya, it's a state, tanya state. I can't argue with that what it says. Not every amalei, knew every b'raisa. It says, v'raisa, if ain't oisin, ugis, l'fayin, I'll make these little holes underneath the vines and fill it up with water. My ugis, what's the source of the word ugis? Ugis is round. Amrav Yehuda, Yehuda says, "Banki, it's round circles. I used to dig in the ground." Tanya, we learned Eloi Nugis, Bedidi. You know what uglis are? Bedidi and Shabikri. These are the round holes they make by underneath olive trees. Or Shabikri, you find them more under vines. The ain't not so. Amrav Yehuda showed a little bit, so he allowed them. Lemev Banki come in. He allowed them to make these holes, so water collects over there. Like Kashi, ha bechalat. A brand new one is forbidden. Ha batik. It used to be one, but then it filled up with sand. You allowed to dig it out and let it fill up again, because there's a much less tircha involved. You're not allowed to build an amo chalamay. Bishleim. Oh, that's actually Rashi uses that over there. He says og uga va'amad b'toicha. Uses that. Yeah, but I guess you know how it relates to water. Is it the same thing? So you're not allowed to do a chalamayit or a shmita. You're not allowed to dig an amma. Now, bishleimayit, we know the criteria is on chalamayit, there's an isa to do anything which requires a tircha. But rabbanon, whatever, you're not do a tircha. I understand, but shmita, it's also what's also. There's no isa to have tircha on shmita. It's only also to plant and to plow. So why can't you make a canal? Why can't you create a canal on the year of shmita? Freddy, you're not a bishleimayit, Mishim the Kotarech. It requires a tircha. Ella Shvi is my time. What's the reason why Shmita not? Says Gemara. Pliga but Abzeira Baba Bar Mamu is actually Machlekes Abzeira Bar Mamu. Chadom, one of them says, Vipnei Shenira Ka'oded. If you're digging in the ground, it looks like people think that you're preparing the ground to plant. Maris Ayin. Chadom, Vipnei Shemachshir Akfel is here. What happened with the soil that you uncover? You throw it on the sides, and now that soil is much more tender than the soil on the surface, and people will think that you're actually putting it there in order to plant. Or it looks like Zeriya. Not because it looks like you're turning over the soil, look at Zeriya. Sorry? Following the second reason, yeah. But I guess because it's an area where the other thing's growing. Yeah. So it's could be, yeah. And it's much more than modest eyeing. This is because you are taki preparing the ground by putting it on the side. Now, if somebody wants, they can just put seeds and grow. It's more than modest eyeing.
You have to let the land lie fallow.
Exactly.
The land lie fallow for planting. You want to make a roadway.
Yeah, I understand the problem.
So the question, what's wrong with making a creek? The creek either modest eyeing or because you taki are preparing it. Not only it looks like you're bringing it, not the underneath where you're digging, but on the sides where the soil.
Even if you don't intend to prepare it, if you
exactly. Oh, Tais asked that question. Chayes Adav Hashem is Kavan. Tais answers, it's a psikration. In other words, even though you have no intention, since that's what's the result, the net result is that you now brought up this soil, really good soil, so now that is forbidden. Yeah.
People may come
and claim it. Rabbanon argue, they say, with other opinion, they say that, first of all, Rabbanon's eyes want to say you're not making an amma. Rabbanon say you're allowed to. What about their psikresha? Because they don't believe the Maris Ayin business, but the other one, the fact is you're preparing the ground. So they said, because it's not the normal way of doing it, it's a shinui, so even though it's a psikresha, it's not really a malach.
Why would you want to do anything? You're not allowed
so it doesn't matter, if what your intention is. If you, Lepoil, are preparing the ground that now you can plant better, that's part of the Isra of Charisha. That's what plowing is. What's the idea of plowing? You're preparing the soil to plant. So anyway, bite. My benai, what's chiluk? Which reason it is? They're both saying the same thing. Ike benai. What about in the case where we're not choishit for one? For example, when there's no longer a chshas marasayin, the ka'osu maya basay. As you're digging this creek, the water's right there. The water fills it up. By doing that, everybody can clearly see if there's a gzeda marasayin. It's not marasayin anymore. They can see the water that the water's filling it up. Nobody's going to think that you're doing this in order to till the soil. They can see clearly that you're doing it to make a creek. But if the vart is the sand that you pull out, you're putting on the sides and the banks, and that sand now is ready and ripe to use to seed with, it's still a problem. Who cares if in between is water? On the contrary, now you have instant water, instant irrigation. So the Gemara, mandom neshemach shagfelazir, that you're preparing it, ikas and avedi here. Well, mandom neshinikoy, the problem is the man's ayin. It looks like you're plowing, like nobody can think you're plowing. So the Gemara, ula mandom neshinikoy, the one who says it because it looks like you're oided. That one who says that's Maris Ayin, why Taki isn't he worried that Lekal Lechus and Nation Machir is there? Why isn't he worried that you're preparing the Akfeya for Zriya? I don't know the question. According to Tasty, what he could have answered, that he holds that they're abundant, that there's nowhere, that you have no intention, and it's a Shinin, if there's no Isin. So, Ella, Ika, Benayu, you're right. Everyone is worried. Everyone says that you're preparing it. It's also as that. The Machlek is where you also add Maris Ayin. What about, and the machlek is a bee, enough minute in a case where there's no preparation for planting, but there is marasayin. How can that be? You take the sand that you pick up, you don't just put it alongside the walls, you take it and you throw it away. So you scatter it in the wind. So that nobody, you're not preparing anything for Zariah. But there's still a marasayin. Looks like you where you are right now, you're preparing the soil. Looks like marasayin. Manam nishamachshak fellas Zariah lek, there's no problem. Manam nishamachshak fellas Zariah lek, there's a problem. Says the Gemara, okay, but why isn't another guy worried about marasayin lemandom of nation machshir felazir? The one who said the problem is that you're preparing the soil for planting leichus with nation yikoyde. Why isn't he worried that the marasayin as well? Why isn't there concern to him? So we answer, you know why it's not marasayin? Because what's the marasayin? That you're tilling the soil. But since if you're turning over the soil, you always leave the soil right here where you're turning it over. Here you're taking the soil and putting it somewhere else, either on the sides or throwing it away. And because you're turning it somewhere else, then obviously there's no maris ayin anymore that you're trying to turn the soil over here to do something here. Any sand that you take, you put it right back. You turn over the soil and you put it right back. And here you're either throwing it away, because you're throwing it away, or even if you're putting it on the sides, it's not the normal way of doing it. So there's no maris ayin. That's the machlek, but there's maris ayin at all. Ameiman himself learned only one reason. He learned pshat and ablozer, but azaye maris ayin. It looks like that you're plowing, you're preparing for plowing, you're turning over the soil. And then he had a problem. Vikashle ablozer, but azaye, he found the steed between ablozayin. I'm mishneh ablozer azaye in another place. He said, how can I say that the problem, you're not allowed to build an amasa mine? Because it looks like you're being oided, because you're oided, because of maris ayin. Also, but aminu, I'll ask a question. We learned, oisa adam ezivloi oitzer. You're allowed to, on the yeshmita, you take a bunch of fertilizer and bank it up in somewhere in your field. You're allowed to because it's not obvious you're not doing anything with it right now, just storing it. Until it becomes obvious you're not doing anything with it. How? Dig a hole in the ground 3 tvachim and then put the fertilizer in it so it's clear you're just storing it. Raise it from the ground 3 tvachim. If you already had some fertilizer somewhere, then you add it to it. And everyone in the place says, seem to know who had fertilized, who didn't, so there's no matter sign there. And behind the you walk away. Now, Belozer ben Azariah says, Achiyamik Shloshi, you got to dig 3 tvachim. Clear that Belozer ben Azariah holds you, you got to dig 3 tvachim. On Shemitah. What about this Maris Ayin that people see digging on Shemitah? It sounds like my Mishnah, the way we learned Maris Ayin, according to Belozer, you're not allowed to dig anywhere in your farm. Doesn't matter for what purpose. You're not allowed to dig, because digging looks like Maris Ayin that you are oided. Sorry? Exactly, no matter what you're doing. It's, the vart is not the water. The vart is that you're digging, it looks like you're being chaydish. So why are you allowed to dig for zevel? That's the question. Oyachi, I'd be a shloisha, you raise it, it's fucking. Oyachi, you know, so you place it on a stone, so it's obvious you're not using it this year. So, So you have two answers in the Gemara now. Rab Zeda and Rab Amma bar Mamon. Chad Amma, one of them says, Kigoyin Shehemik. One of them says, you dug that hole before Shemitah started. That's what he means. Rab Lozai, you're talking about doing Shemitah, you now dig a hole. But he meant, if you have already an existing hole, then you can put the fertilizer in there. Not, he's not allowing you to dig it on Shemitah itself. That's one pshat. The Chadam, the other pshat is Zibuloi Machiachalav. You're right, he's digging a hole now on Shemitah, but because immediately he puts in the fertilizer, then everybody can see that he's no Oider over here. He's just doing the fertilizer, which basically means, according to this, that according to Rabbi Elazar Zayah, if you want to dig to make a road or anything else on your farm, as long as immediately it's obvious you're not using it to plant, you're using it for whatever you're going to do, you do it straight away. So then it's not a problem. Then the Mishnah says, "Omesakni nevkakomo." You're allowed to fix up things which got ruined. On chalamoy, my mekukolos. What do you mean? Let's say rivers or streams that have been blocked. What are you allowed to do? Over the babashim, hoisa amuket tefach. Let's say it used to be 6 tefachim deep. That's how it usually is, an amma wide and an amma deep. What happens if it's only 1 tefach deep? So the flow is only a trickle. Ma'amida shitvachim. You're allowed to revert it back. You're allowed to dig out all the rocks and everything else that fell in to bring it back to its original 6 tefachim. Now it says the Gemara. So basically 6 times the amount, what's now you're allowed to. A multiple of 6. It used to be a 6 tefach, now it's only 1 tefach, you're allowed to bring it back to 6. Pshita, so that's for sure. Chatzi tefach ha-shloish tefach. What happened originally, it was 3 tefachim deep. And now, there's only a half a tefach left. You're not allowed to dig it back, even though it's a multiple of 6. Kivan de loy, of a maya loy klumu. Machlek is a shame, hadalim shadir. Either, because right now is only a half a tefach. A half a tefach, nothing flows. So it's as if there's no water anymore. And if you're going to fix it back to tefachim, like you're making it anew, and that you now do, or others learn that it's referring to the tefachim. Even when it was tefachim deep originally, how much water flowed there? Not enough. So there was never really a proper amasamayim if we now revert it on chalamoy. That's one pshat. So that you cannot do. What about tefachim ashtem asr? Again, a multiple of 6. It was 12 tefachim deep, so it was a more serious creek, pretty serious. But now it collapsed, and now it's only 2 tefachim deep. Still a multiple of 6. But instead of 1 to 6, it's 2 to 12. The fact is, you have to dig 10 tefachim out to bring it back to its original state. Digging 10 tefachim is a big job. Can't do that on Chol Moed. Loi. What about tefachayim al shiva mahu? What about 2 tefachim to 7? You're only digging 5 tefachim here, right? Just like before. Our Mishnah allows from 1 tefach to 6. Here, it fell back to 2 tefachim. Originally, it was 7. So, only 5 tefachim. But there's an extra tefach you had to stoop down. That extra tefach, a normal amma we allow is 6 tefachim deep. Now, it's 7 tefachim deep. You got to bend down. It hurts your back, and it's a bigger effort. Mao, the more explains. On the one hand, he's only digging 5 tefachim. But here's 5 tefachim. Same thing. Oidil, perhaps. Keep on the ikka tefach, you say that extra tefach, you have to stoop down. Ikka tircha tve. It's an extra tircha. Teiku. Name of the question. Should have told you otherwise it is. But regardless, your feet still are always stopped in the same place, no matter how tall you are. And you got to bend down relative to. Yeah, we have. 10 tefachim. If you have 10 tefachim, it's only 9 tefachim deep. You dig out 1 tefach. Who's chayiv? The guy who dug the 9 tefachim or the guy who dug that 1 tefach? Yeah, we have them overcome. Abaye shore, Abaye allowed Livnei Bar Hamdach, the people of the city of Hamdach, Lishchufei Nahara. He allowed them to remove the branches of the tree that are growing in the rivers, let it flow again. No, as we said before, Tzarchei Rabim, things which are permitted, even though it's a little bit of a tirch, he allowed to. Rabbi Yirmiya, he allowed Shore Lul Livnei Sachoysa, the people of Sachoysa, Le Michri Nahara Tmima. A river that got that where it was getting its source of water from the spring was blocked up. He allowed them to remove the blockage. Rav Asher, in other words, because Tzorchei Rabim, people drink this water, drinking water, so he allowed Tzorchei Rabim. Rav Ashi Shodel Luhu Livnei Masa Mechasya. He allowed the people of the city of Mechasya. La'agduche Nor, that he allowed to flatten the river Burnitz. The river of the known river known by the name of Burnitz, I guess they had sand, what do you call them, when you have like little ridges of sand, so you'll have to flatten it out so the water should flow properly. Omar, he said, Kivan de Shasim and Rabim, since this was the drinking water for the city of Mechasya, Kerabim Damu, it's considered as if it's a Tzorchei Rabim. And you're allowed to do that. But now in the Mishnah, Oisin Kol Tzorchei Rabim, you're allowed to do things which are needed for the community. Okay, Shabbat is